today. All right, folks, we're going to be taking your calls in the third hour, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. You guys got to call into the show if you want to join us for the third hour of the program. We'll be taking your calls, giving a little bit more in the way of information, throwing it out there. A couple stories I think need to be on your radar. And yeah, we're going to do that in the third hour of the program. By the way, folks, there's a reason why you watch InfoWars, right? We're ahead of everyone else. I was warning you all, as soon as the attacks in Iran were taking place, I made sure to ask my friends who have served in counterterrorism and other agencies throughout the federal government about what should I be telling my audience in regards to the next threat. And these are people who are like-minded. They actually watch InfoWars often, like very, very often. They text me during the show to tell me how great of a job I'm doing, or if I'm not doing a great job, or if I mispronounce something. I hear from them. They are InfoWarriors. But one of the big things that they were all pushing out to me was say, hey, you got to warn the audience about hacking. That was their major, major push, was to tell you all at home that hacking was one of the greater threats that was likely going to take place in retaliation for President Trump's attacks in Iran. And it looks to be true. We are learning about a healthcare provider that just allegedly got hacked by a group of pro-Iran, we should say. And Fox News actually just put out this report. Take a listen.
Fox News alert, a pro-Iranian hacker group is claiming responsibility for a major cyber attack on a U.S. medical device maker, marking the first notable pro-Iranian hack against U.S. infrastructure since Operation Epic Fury began. The company, Stryker, releasing a statement saying, quote, we are continuing to resolve the disruption impacting our global network resulting from the cyber attack. At this time, there is no indication of malware or ransomware, and we believe the situation is contained to our internal Microsoft environment only.
All right. So obviously, again, folks, we warned you. We told you all about it. That is what's happening right now. Obviously, this is a massive, massive threat, and one that should be taken seriously. And I know that the government's warned banks specifically, because, of course, you don't want them getting into their systems. But this is what we're dealing with right now. This is what we've got to keep our eye out on. And so that was just one update that I wanted to make sure we brought your way. There's a lot more happening over here, though. We're going to dive into in just a little bit. Again, 877-789-2539. That's the number you're going to want to call into if you want to join the show. 877-789-2539. Uh-oh. I just got an update. This one not looking good. Let me just grab it right now. See, this is why you guys watch this show. We bring you breaking news. Okay, well, this is good news, actually. Never mind. A Georgia judge just denied one of the individuals who was charged, obviously, with killing the nursing student, Lakeland Riley, a new trial. He was trying to get a new trial. Judge just weighed in and said, no, not happening. This is the Supreme Court judge who just stepped in and rejected that request. So that's good news. That's good news. Now, he's been... Listen, this is Jose Ibarra is the individual who was convicted, and he is sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. So the good news is he will not get a new trial. He was found guilty of malice murder, felony murder, kidnapping, aggravated assault, and then hindering a 911 call because she was obviously trying to call for help, sadly, during the attack. And so that is good, good news. All right. The push alert had me a little nervous there, so I stopped everything to make sure we grab that for you. All right, folks, again, we're going to be taking your calls. 877-789-2539 is the number to call into. And I also want to walk you through the very latest regarding the Oversight Committee's investigation into the Jeffrey Epstein saga. I don't even know what to call it anymore. It's ongoing, obviously. We're learning more and more. And then I also want to play, this one gave me a good crack. Laughter, I should say. Joe Rogan going after CNN for intentionally lying to people about Islamic terrorists. We'll play that clip for you next. Again, if you guys want to join the show, 877-789-2539 is the number to call. We'll be diving into your calls. Also, over at thealexjonesstore.com, it's that March mega sale I keep telling you about. You better go. Stock up now on all your favorite supplements over at thealexjonesstore.com. Limited time. And it includes your favorite items, up to 40% off NAD Plus, Ultimate Burn, Life Force, CMOS Gummies, and MK Ultra. So many more right now over at thealexjonesstore.com. You got to stop what you're doing and head on over there. Also, tomorrow, at the end of our sale on the America 250 t-shirts, those are the special edition shirts. They are now $14.99 over at thealexjonesstore.com.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited you're all here with us today. We're taking your calls on third hour of the program, so 877-789-2539 is the number you're going to call right now. That's 877-789-2539 is the number to call into the show. I just got an alert. Good news. If you're a UFC fan, Cash Patel just confirmed that UFC fighters will be training FBI agents this week, calling it a historic opportunity. That announcement just dropping, saying that he's thrilled to announce this historic, you know, it's going to be like a new like training seminar. It's going to be held at, it's going to be held at FBI headquarters. I'm going to zoom in. You guys know I'm blind. I am blind. But he said it in a statement that this is going to be a tremendous opportunity for our FBI agents to learn and train with some of the greatest athletes on earth. Yeah, let's get the octagon going. I'd like to brawl it out with some of the FBI agents assigned to the J6 cases. Wonder if that's an option. That would be quite lovely if it was. But that's the big news coming out right now from the FBI, of course. Also, folks, we're going to take your calls in a little bit, but I wanted to give you an update regarding the Oversight Committee, the House Oversight Committee's investigation into Epstein. As many of you guys know, James Comer is the chairman of that committee, and in clip 11, he gives us that update regarding Epstein's accountant now being the fifth person who's, decided to come clean on President Trump's ties with Epstein. And guess what? He's been cleared yet again. Take a listen.
First of all, Mr. Khan's answering every question thus far. He's completed two full hours of depositions. I would say we are possibly at the halfway point. It could last more than 4 hours. But he confirmed there were five clients that paid money to Epstein, and that was Les Wexner, Lynn Dubin, Stephen Sanofsky, the Rothschilds, and Leon Black. We've already deposed Wexner, and we're going to be deposing Leon Black very soon. Mr. Klein testified under oath that, because the Democrats asked this question, that he had never seen any type of transaction to Trump or anyone in his family. That makes the fifth witness now that's testified under oath that they've never seen any involvement by Donald Trump or their family. That includes Khan, Bill Clinton, Wexner, Acosta, and Barr. So I know that's the obsession of a lot of the media with respect to the Epstein investigation, but I will again remind you, the investigation's about getting the truth to the American people, trying to figure out how the government failed, answer questions we all have. Was he an agent? Was our government involved in any type of cover-up in any way, shape, or form? And, finally, what can be done to prevent this from happening in the future?
So obviously that's an important update for all of you at home to hear. I want to make sure I brought that to you. I also want to give you an update regarding President Trump's never-ending battle with New York AG Tish James. Obviously, as we all know, she is a political hack, but most importantly, she's still at war with President Trump's attorneys. And President Trump's attorneys are actually demanding the internal communications between both the AG and Michael Cohen. This includes notes, emails, letters, and recordings. That's because Cohen's legal team actually apparently says that they were forced by the AG to kind of go out there and to provide testimony against President Trump. that align with their goals of securing judgments and convictions in the civil fraud and hush money cases. Now, that's Michael Cohen telling you just that, in case you forgot to. That's a Manhattan DA's office. Alvin Bragg also looped into that one. That was that insane judgment that was issued in a very corrupt courtroom. We've covered that extensively, of course. And although the judgment, which I believe was what, $464 million, was tossed out, the AG is actually still fighting to bring that in. And so that is obviously something we'll keep our eye on, because it is very, very important. I don't know if you guys saw this too. The FBI put up on their vault the Matt Gaetz file. The FBI released the records on Matt Gaetz showing that the former congressman, apparently a source was informing on him since this is at least September of 2020. Now, again, there's a lot of names being floated out there. Someone who was dealing with his own legal battles. So I know Gaetz has spoken openly about it, that he thinks that this person might have been sacrificing him, I believe is what Gaetz was kind of, you know, putting there. But obviously someone who was in a lot of trouble. So that's the update we are receiving now. And I also wanted to, let's see, I got an update from the Pentagon. The Pentagon tomorrow will be holding a press conference again at 8 a.m. That message just coming in right now. So this is why you watch this show. I do get the announcements as they are trickling in, and so I'm trying to multitask. But that announcement coming, so Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of War, will be speaking with the media tomorrow at 8 a.m., and that's Eastern time. We'll bring it to you, of course, when we come to air, and I'll bring you the latest on that front as well, if there's any breaking news, of course. But yeah, the vault, again, we'll bring it back to me. This is like my ADHD. We'll bring it back to the vault. The Justice Department ultimately closed the federal probe, as many of you guys know, back in February of 2023 without filing a single charge against Matt Gaetz. Again, I know they like to say that he was apparently participating in very questionable behavior. I know the House Ethics Committee released a report stating that they had evidence that Gaetz regularly paid women for sex through 2017 to 2020. Again, they also alleged there was drugs also being used, but no criminal charges there. No criminal charges there. All right, folks, we're going to be taking your calls in just a few moments. 877-789-2539 is the number to call. 877-789-2539 is the number to call into the show. Now, I played CNN having to correct, that was Abby Phillip, having to correct the comments that she made regarding those alleged Islamic terrorists in New York City over the weekend who tried to throw two explosive devices into a group of anti-Islamist protesters. But, you know, it's pretty crazy when you go through all the details as to what they were doing at CNN to try to cover up for these jihadists, alleged jihadists, I should say. Joe Rogan did a segment on this yesterday, and it gave me a good laugh, so we'll play it for you here in clip 13. Take a listen.
What kind of story are you painting here? Like, this is such a crazy way to frame a guy showed up with bombs and was hurling them at people.
Well, they made it sound like the exact opposite of what actually happened.
Well, it sounded like it was just a regular day. just a regular day for this fella, and then things just went a little sideways somewhere along the
line. Listen, we've all got hobbies, man. You know what I mean? You like working out. He has nail bombs.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Did you get it, Jamie?
It's not
coming through?
No, look, when I... It's not loading there.
Oh, interesting. But let me see if they took it down.
I'd guess they would have. You probably have an old link that...
Okay, that's the New York Times one I sent you on. That's the one I just clicked on. Let me check the original one. Nothing to see here. Interesting. They probably deleted it. Okay, here, I found it. Two Pennsylvania teenagers crossed into New York City Saturday morning for what could have been a normal day, enjoying the city during abnormally warm weather. But in less than an hour, their lives would drastically change as the pair would be arrested for throwing homemade bombs. That is CNN's tweet. I'm going to send you a screenshot because I do believe they've taken it down.
It's brilliant.
Yep, nothing to see here yet. Yeah, they took it down.
That's not a headline, though. That's, I guess, like
a paragraph. No. I'm going to send you the actual tweet because they did take it down because it's so ridiculous, but the internet never forgets. I'm sending it to you here. Thank God I saved it. I took a screenshot because I'm like, this is such a crazy way to frame two guys wanting to do a terror attack.
Yeah.
But it's not an accident, Joe. It's not crazy.
No.
You know it's not crazy.
No. Look how it's framed here. This is the original tweet. two Pennsylvania teenagers, just regular Phils from PA, from Philly, two Philly boys, had a couple of cheesesteaks and then got on the train. Crossing New York City Saturday morning for what could have been a normal day, enjoying the city during abnormally warm weather. Mm. Why the would you even say that? Could have been a normal day if they weren't going there to commit terrorism.
Do you know what it reads like? It reads like when I used to teach 13-year-olds creative writing. That's how they'd all start off. You know, it was like a normal day. And
I mean, I'd like to know who wrote that. Who's the person who wrote that? And I want to know, were you directed to write it that way?
Who approved it?
Yeah.
Who edited it?
Okay, yeah. Are you trying to downplay the possibility of, first of all, now in New York, because you have a guy who's an avowed, whatever he is, democratic socialist, some say communist, but also Muslim.
Right.
And then you have these Islamists who are doing a terrorist attack. So, like, are you trying to soften that?
Yeah,
seems
but they
like
are.
You're trying to soften
so
it.
What?
Obviously, folks, they are trying to cover for these jihadists, allegedly, of course. They deserve a fair trial. And then after a fair trial, well, bring them straight to the chair if they're convicted. That's the only solution I see that I see fit for this type of a situation. All right, folks, we're taking your calls. We're going to be jumping back on the lines in a second. 877-789-2539. That is the number to call. And we're going to go to the first one. I don't know how he does it, but he always does it. He always is the first one. We'll get to Savage Dog in just about 15 seconds. Savage Dog has a way. And again, I keep telling you guys all at home, level up, because he's always first at the top of the stack. And so he joins us again. Savage Dog from Georgia, welcome back to the show.
Hey, let me tell you about leveling up. While I was on hold, my phone said nope and quit on me, and I had to call right back, and Matt was Johnny on the spot, said, no, man, I got you right in the same spot. Now, 15 seconds ago.
I love it. He's holding your spot. Listen, I mean, you belong at the top of the stack.
I don't know. There's a lot smarter people out there than me. But
what's on your mind, my friend?
All right, well, first of all, Abby Phil, or Philip, she's like, I didn't know. I didn't have time to correct it. Well, play the whole clip while Anna Navarro is saying the exact same thing she is. And Miss Abby didn't feel like correcting her. So, you know, you failed on your apology there and your redaction because you knew what you were doing. You even stuttered while you're saying it, knowing that it was horse poop. Horse shiza! And so, yeah, go ahead, Abby Phil. Tell us how you need to keep your job. Anyway, I've heard a couple commentators talk about, you know, how's Iran going to hit California with a drone strike? That's just stupid. It's 10,000 miles away. Well, there's about 4 or 5 years ago, I heard a deep dive report that nobody else heard, that they found Connex boxes in, like, the New Mexico desert, and, like, out in the desert, full of brand-new Chinese, like, surface-to-air missiles, weapons of war, right? So China is losing a lot of oil with our little deal with Iran. They could dress it up as Iranian goat effers out there, you know, firing drones at Los Angeles or wherever. But if those weapons were out there then, I mean, China owns these ports in California. They can bring in whatever they want. They can, it's proven they can. They've got all these military age men crossing the southern border, which we still haven't addressed and seem to be buried. That story's buried, and which I think is a major story that needs to be addressed. California, keep your head on a swivel. It's possible. That's all I'm saying. Don't listen to that. Well, you know, don't go with the normalcy bias. Well, we're America. We can't be attacked. Yeah, you can. Yeah, we can. And it's not just jihadists throwing little stupid, homemade grenades that fail because their genetics are so bad. Family tree goes straight up like in Alabama. Roll Tide. You know, just keep your head on a swivel. It is possible to get these weapons in the United States. I mean, what, 10, 15 years ago, somebody, I think it was, what was that one, what was that really good news site? Help me out, Brianna. I don't know if they're even around him.
Drudge?
No, not Drudge.
I don't know. I'm tapped out then.
There's another one. you had four big ones. Drudge, Alex Jones, Glenn Beck, and this other one, Daily something.
Let's see. The guys in the control room, do we know? Are you talking about Daily Wire?
No, not Daily Wire. Oh. It was, what was it? Anyway,
they're still around.
They reported that there was something reported that there were like 10 nukes that were flown over the border by biplane and like crash landed in the desert and disappeared. God, Fareed, somebody, it seems like, was the main reporter. Oh man, it's brain fart.
We got us all. I mean, the control room doesn't even know.
Oh man, that sucks. Anyway, those stories were out there, right? And they were flash in the pan because, you know, they weren't mainstream news and they disappeared. Mm-hmm. So, just because you think that Iran's 10,000 miles away, they can't fire, drones at us. That's all I got to say about that. Oh, by the way, my roast was great at Kingsford Garlic Herb Seasonal. His magic. It's a game changer. Get some.
Well, when you hung up, there was someone who was crapping on you, Savage Dog. They were like, don't get that. I'm like, I will stay out of this one. I haven't tried it yet.
Yeah, I know. No, they said don't get food from Family Dollar. Well, yeah, I agree with that. It's all, you know, phosphate garbage. But this is just a seasoning from Kingsford. You know, don't buy anything raw from Walmart, but, you know, go get a box of macaroni and cheese. It's the same as you get at Publix or Kroger or wherever.
Yeah, well, you know, crazy? Savage Dog, I remember like 7 years ago when I lived in New York, there was a Dollar General right by me.
Yeah.
Might have been. They were selling like dollar ribeyes, which is wild to me. I never tried it. I assumed it was probably rat and it wasn't beef. But yeah, no, I mean, I guess someone must have been buying because they had a big old sign up in the front of the store. And I was like, yeah, I'm not going to chance that one. I'm not going to chance it, Savage Dog. But I'm glad to hear your roast went well.
Dollar General don't sell roast beef or beef. They don't sell raw meat.
They were selling in the freezer section, something like that. It was frozen. And I didn't touch it.
Like Steakums or something?
Yeah, I don't even know. I don't even know what the brand was. I went nowhere near it. That's all I know.
Yeah, no. Anyway.
I'm not a food snob, but that I think might actually be rat. So
you're not a food snob. Let me show you how to make my roast lamb flambé. Or whatever.
Listen, I went to school for culinary. I wanted to open restaurants, and then I realized how stressful that is, and I realized how heavy the my instructor was, my professor was, of the head chef of my school. I mean, it was literally first semester. I was like, I don't want to just be gaining weight and sitting in the kitchen all day sweating. I mean, I like to do it for my friends and my loved ones, but not for strangers.
No, you do it like I worked at a fine dining Italian restaurant, De Palma's, in Athens, Georgia.
Uh-huh.
Go there. It is awesome.
Yeah.
The owner, he didn't go in the kitchen. He sat at the bar. He sat his fat ass at the bar and drank and socialized with the customers.
Savage Dog, we have the Dollar Tree ribeye. It's on the screen right now. I don't know if you could see it.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's Dollar Tree.
Dollar Tree.
I don't know about Dollar Tree. I go Dollar General.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, that was it. And I guess it was a dollar. I'm hoping it was a little more. Actually, kind of looks good.
A dollar ribeye is probably a dog. I don't know.
No, not my dogs.
You got some Korean ribeye.
Sounds authentic. Sounds authentic. My dad served in Vietnam, and that was always his going joke. Was like, I just hope they weren't trying to serve us some cat. So
I was in Okinawa in 1994, and they told us, okay, if you want to go out in town to eat, let us know. We'll tell you where not to go because they will serve you dog and cat.
Oh, my God.
They were dead serious. Oh, yeah. No, that's a thing.
I don't even know how you guys found this video. It's quite impressive. There goes Pikachu. Oh, man. But, it's authentic.
But if you listen to Mel Gibson in The Patriot, dog is a good meal.
Yeah. No, this is why I carry. I don't carry for myself, my own personal protection. I actually carry just for my dogs, for Miss G and Giuseppe. Can't no one mess with them. So,
well, you know, and I told you like months and months and months ago when your story first broke about the dude stalking you up your steps.
Yeah.
You get a Roddy. Your Roddy. That Roddy will protect your little bitty dogs better. Don't get him, boy.
Poor Giuseppe. Giuseppe really thinks he's got a fighting chance. He really does. I mean, you should have seen this guy going after a Mastiff. I was like, man, that dog's like a solid 130, Giuseppe, that he's going to outweigh the both of us, and it's not going to be a good look for either of us. I can't even protect you against this one, so can you cut it out? Can you cut it out? But that's the little dog syndrome. He has no idea that he's only 15 pounds. I mean, he thinks he is like a solid buck. I don't know, maybe like a buck, like a 100-pound dog. He'll take down any dog, and you can't tell him otherwise. You can't tell him otherwise. Yeah.
From what I've heard, Chihuahuas were bred for bear hunting. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, well, I think Giuseppe might be like a part wolf, honestly. I see him all the time, like walking in like the grass, and he loves higher, like the grass when it's not cut and it's kind of like high up, and he does look like a little bit of a wolf, and so does Giuseppe as well. She's not a real dog, she's a cat. But Savage Dog, thank you for calling into the show. We appreciate you as always and hearing from you folks. We're going to be diving into calls over the next, I'd say, about 20 minutes. So if you want to join the wait, 877-789-2539. I'll do my best to get down the caller list and to take your calls, of course. So 877-789-2539 is the number to call if you'd like to join the show. There's a lot happening right now that I wanted to make sure we got to as well. I don't know if you guys saw this story, but there's a story regarding apparently drones that were stolen from Fort Campbell. Yeah, apparently this happened. The Army is offering $5,000 for information regarding four drones that were stolen from Fort Campbell. They say the drones were taken anywhere from November 21st to November 24th. It's good to hear about this now, but they've got the images of the suspects. These are the two men that they're looking for. Maybe it's one person. I don't know. Faces covered, which always incites that you're probably a criminal if you wear a face mask these days. Or even during the pandemic, but that's, of course, controversial. But no, they're looking for these guys. If you know, I don't even know. That's so embarrassing. Imagine someone stealing four drones from a military base. I don't even know if I want to put that information out there. To be blunt, I'd be quite embarrassed if I was the Army right now. All right, folks, if you haven't done so already, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. Iodine launch is up right now on thealexjonesstore.com. 50% off for our VIP members, because we love you. We appreciate you for supporting us. You're not a VIP member, man, you're really missing out these days. Become a VIP member to get this great discount. Also, if you're not a VIP member, we'll give you 25% off. Not as great as 50, of course, but we still appreciate your support. So head on over to the Alex Jones store and grab that. Also, it is up to 40% off right now. It's our March mega sale. It's going on our supplements. So stop what you're doing and head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. NAD Plus, Ultimate Burn, Life Force, CMOS, Methylene Blue, MK Ultra, so many more are on sale right now over at thealexjonesstore.com. And until tomorrow, so we got a couple more hours left, America 250 shirts, those are up on sale right now, $14.99 at thealexjonesstore.com right now. All right, we'll go back to the calls in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. If you're on hold, stay put. More discuss in a second.
CIA declassified documents last week. Operation Artichoke to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Now, this is all over the place. Joe Rogan talks about it. I have for years. But here it is. Scientists and doctors figuring out now, the CIA knew in 62 that dewormers could reverse most cancers and didn't tell the public that's mass murder. Here it is.
My parasite medications work against cancer cells. And it turns out that the parasites use mitochondrial substrate level phosphorylation in the tissue. And these Embendazole, fenbendazole kill these parasites. So I tried it on the cancer cell, and sure as hell, it targets the mitochondrial substrate and glycolysis. So we have a mechanism now why parasite medications are working. But cancer is not a parasite. All these people say, oh, cancer is a parasite. It's not a parasite. Parasites and tumors use a common metabolic pathway, and a drug that works against parasites can be very effective against cancer. And that's what we begin to see, especially under nutritional ketosis.
So to be clear, the anti-parasite drugs cut off the same mechanism in cancer, but we now know and have known that a lot of cancers from parasites, it's double good. And I don't sell that, but you can buy it online. And my medical doctor told me years ago, take this once a year as a regimen. I do. That's important information you might want to write down, folks, okay? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN Zone website. They admit it. Over 2 million people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this out. They put it in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger. Pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultra methylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Your Doc Chambers on, medical doctor, special forces colonel, army colonel. And I said, what do you think methylene blue? He goes, oh, I've been on it since 2004. When I got blown up in Iraq, I had brain damage because it blew away the sheath that's on my nerves. So I went and did research and found out that they had studies going back over 100 years on methylene blue helping regrow the sheaths on your nerves and all the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue. With this water, I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at theelvishowstore.com is T3. It's X2 back even better at theelvishowstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger. Exclusively available through our sponsor, theelvishowstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things. Libido, stamina, energy. It skips the oxidation process in the cells. The methylene blue and iodine works very similarly, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexshowstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited you're here. Third hour, final lap of the show. And so we're going to be taking your calls. A lot to talk about, of course. 877-789-2539 is the number. I'm going to start working my way down the call list right now. Sarah in Pennsylvania, welcome to the show.
Hey, Brianna, can you hear me?
I can. How are you, Sarah?
Hey, I'm doing good. I just want to first say thank you so much for being like a leading female and just getting out there, being articulate and
thank you, Sarah.
Eloquent, getting the news out. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you, Sarah. I appreciate you.
One thing that I was wondering with Trump, like I've been on the Trump train, you know, I voted for him 3 times. I don't really understand what's going on with Iran, how he could just do a complete 180. I don't know, because he got impeached, or not impeached, he got indicted for having those classified documents that proved he didn't go to war with Iran. It's like, what the heck happened? They tried to kill him. They couldn't kill him. And then it makes me think, like, the MK Ultra stuff. They have mind control from the 70s. Imagine what they have today. I don't know. Yeah. It just makes me wonder if something happened to him the same way that happened to Dan Bongino and Cash Patel. Like, everyone just did a complete 180, and I just feel like they're under some sort of mind control, and that might be really conspiratorial of me, but I don't know. I don't really see any other, like, logical explanation for it. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to President Trump right now, I know a lot of us are fired up, Sarah, and I was like, all right, let me hold back my opinion. Let me see what everything kind of rolls out and where we go from here, because I was, you know, waiting for some, like, big report to come out or some big update from, you know, the federal government as to why they thought that the threat was just a couple of days away, and it was a threat that warranted them getting involved, obviously, now in Iran. Obviously, it was very just sudden, so I didn't understand what they had, and we still don't have their information, but obviously, whoever has the ear of the president is someone who has expressed that threat. You know, the president, we played the clip too. He details who told him about the Iranians, the regime itself, looking to strike the United States and attack the United States, it sounded like. And when he was rattling off names, it was like Jared Kushner, Steve Wickoff, I believe it was the other name. And there was a couple of other names, but it wasn't like he said the Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth. I didn't hear him say his name. And so I don't know who has his ear and who's the one pushing him for all of this. So, yeah, I mean, it's deeply concerning, Sarah. I don't really have a defense of what's going on right now in Iran. Obviously, we want the Iranian people to be free, but we also don't want regime change. And although this administration says this isn't about regime change, they say that there's no other option. The regime must surrender completely. And so you could say it's not about regime change. And I do believe that regime change needs to happen. I just don't want my fingerprints all over that as an American. So that's where I stand on all of it still to this day. I'm still kind of, you know, toss up of like, what do I have an aggressive anti Iranian strike approach to this? Or I don't know. I don't want to see our service members. That's where I stand on all of it. I don't want to see our service members get killed. And so far, I think we're up to what, 7 or 8 right now. And I think 7 of them were active. That's kind of how they're doing it. There was one individual who was killed, I believe, in Kuwait, but they've labeled it another type of fatality. So the wordage is kind of confusing to me. But again, I don't want to see Americans dying. And that's where I stand on this issue. And so that's kind of how I, you know, maneuver. I know my father sees it differently, too. We were just actually had a discussion about this yesterday. My dad, who has served, he served over in Vietnam, and I'm very proud of his service to this great country. But my dad does think that the attack in Iran was warranted. And he says, you can't allow these people to strike first, Brianna. And I said, I know, Dad, but like, what proof have we seen? You know, you can't sit here in our generation, you know, people who are in their 30s and their 20s. We grew up in a time where we saw the government lie to us until there was a threat. And so to sit here and to pretend like we're just going to keep buying into that information and allow our government to tell us things that we're just going to all believe it, I can't do that, Sarah. So I'm with you on it. I don't know exactly where to go with this. I'm just anti. I don't want to see Americans dying. That's where I usually fall on this one. Sarah, thank you for calling. I appreciate it. I appreciate the compliment as well. I appreciate you calling in. Let's turn to Michael. Michael, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going, Brianna? How you doing, Sister Christian?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. So I got a few points to make. I'll try and make it fast. So one, I can't conceive of any scenario in which Jesus Christ would condone a land grab in Gaza at the expense of human life. Mm-hmm. Makes no sense to me whatsoever as a Christian. Mm-hmm. Second, Alex Jones is absolutely right. The system was designed to fail. You know, the Constitution says that the government's supposed to regulate money, not borrow it from the Federal Reserve and interest, right? Mm-hmm. So that's number two. Number three, if you go ask Grok or any AI, you know, go ask any of them, you know, basically it'll tell you, and I could send it to you if you want, that the government doesn't care about our Christian ethics, our rights of conscience. It doesn't care. And we are forced to pay, it's not kind of crazy, but, you know, we pay taxes which get used against us. Mm-hmm. I think in the end, what every American is going to have to consider is we're going to have to buck up to a little civil disobedience and consider, after the understanding the ramifications of it, and it could be painful, we have to tighten up the purse strings. They are like crack addicts, Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. and it is the money. It's always the money. The Bible says it is. The lust of money is the root of all evil, I believe is what it says. And I think the federal government's way out of control. Alex is right. And Americans really need to start thinking, okay, how, we can't solve the problem through elections. We can't solve the problem that way because they give us who to vote for. You know, it's a selection process. They determine the pool of people we vote for. And so the misery continues. And I think ultimately, at the end of the day, at some point, Americans are going to have to stand up and say, we're not paying you your damn taxes anymore because you are actually destroying us in like so many ways. It's not even funny. Courts are corrupt. You know, I mean, absolutely corrupt. The Ninth Circuit's corrupt in a big way. And I just think Americans are sooner or later going to have to realize voting is not the way to solve this. The way to solve this is to take the drug away from the criminals. And we have a lot of bad players in government, as you can tell from what Minnesota and whatnot. So that's all I wanted to say. I've been listening to you guys for 15 years. I'll plug your products. They work great. I'm 61. And the products that Alex Jones came up with over the years, I've been taking them, and game changing, man, to the max. Just really want to tell everyone that. Mm-hmm. And that's about all I had to say. I just wanted to float that out there. You know, stay with Jesus, pray, and understand that it may get really difficult, and Christians may have to stand up and say, look, you don't have the right to step all over my conscience, my ethics, and force me to fund things that are absolutely hideous, like, I don't know, the whole thing in Gaza. Like I said, Jesus yeah. would never, never condone killing kids and bombing kids for a land grab. I'm very disappointed in Mike Huckabee. I don't know what happened to that guy. I don't know what happened to Trump. I voted for Trump 3 times. I've donated thousands to his campaign. I'm an engineer. Uh-huh. And I'm telling you, he's gone so far off the rails. I don't know if they have him in a bubble. He doesn't understand the job problem in the United States. American engineering, IT engineering has been decimated. You know, the H-1B visa thing. And really nothing gets done the way it should be to fix those problems. So in the final analysis, Brianna, I believe Americans at some point are going to have to treat the government like a little kid. Say, you know what? You can't have your damn cookies. You didn't earn them. Yeah. That's all I had to say.
Yeah. Well, Michael, I'm on board for that. And that's what Doge was supposed to do. And Doge, they say it's gone into each of these agencies and they have internal Doge divisions, but we haven't heard any movement on that. And so it's been an RIP to the Doge efforts since then. Yeah, no, I'm on board with everything that you just said. I think you speak truth when in regards to all of that. And, you know, you mentioned Mike Huckabee. It's so crazy. I'm glad you have said this too. I actually, when he was nominated to be the ambassador for Israel, I didn't really understand. I don't remember hearing Mike Huckabee ever have like a really strong pro-Israel stance. So for me, I was like, okay, that's cool. Good for him. But then to hear, like, fast forward his discussion with Tucker, it caught me off guard. Didn't sound like the guy that I've listened to before in the past. I've enjoyed his show. I think it was like a family-friendly show. I think it was TNT. So I have friends who work for him. So yeah, it was all very, very strange. Very, very strange. I think they just got President Trump in a bubble. I think that's where we are with this at this point. Michael, thank you for calling to the show. I appreciate you calling in. I want to play a quick clip for you guys too, since we're on the subject matter of the president. I want to play clip 14 for our audience because it's President Trump yesterday going after someone who I highly respect. That's Thomas Massie. Take a listen.
But Massey's a complete and total disaster as a congressman and, frankly, as a human being. You know, he's got one thing going. He went to a good college. But I know a lot of stupid people that went to a good college. And my uncle was the longest-serving professor in the history of that particular college, university, MIT. 41 years. My uncle was there 41 years. So that means I have much better blood if you go by that. But I went to the hardest college of all to get into, the Wharton School of Finance. That means I'm real smart. We got to get rid of this loser.
Oh, man. Okay, first off, folks, you could disagree with Thomas Massie on some of his political takes. That's fine. That's fine. I don't like the name calling. I'm a little empathetic. I'm very empathetic to Thomas Massie. Why? Well, because obviously his wife passed away, and although he's remarried, the trauma one goes through when losing a life partner like he did is obviously devastating. And so when we talk about Thomas Massie, can we just be a little respectful from that tone? Thomas Massie is a patriot. He loves his country. And I believe that Thomas Massie shares the same end goal. I think his end goal is to save America. And I don't think I've ever seen him say anything that tells me otherwise. I do believe that Congressman Massey is a patriot and he is someone who truly loves this country. And I'm not going to sit here and give up on Massey. I'm not going to tell you need to replace Massey. No. You know, when a lot of my friends were going through what they were going through, Thomas Massey has stepped up to the plate and helped people independently, privately. So I won't put the information out there, but I'll tell you this. When people were being targeted by the government, when people were ill in our movement, independent journalists, journalists who work for certain entities, he has stepped up to the plate and helped. This is a man of integrity. This is a man who I believe follows his moral compass when he's making his decisions. And I hate to see people going after Thomas Massey. Again, you can disagree with his approach on going after President Trump and challenging him on the Epstein files and whatnot, but the majority of his votes that he casts do, in fact, align with the MAGA movement. I believe his number is like 90%. And so, obviously, when you go out there and you attack people, you call them names, you're going to infuriate them. And so the relationship between Massey and the president, obviously not the best right now. But I'd like the president to refocus his efforts against people who are actually trying to stop his agenda. People who don't align with his agenda. You know, we have so many senators who have withheld votes to confirm his picks. Let's put that energy towards going after them, primarying those people. That's what the president needs to focus on. Not going after Thomas Massey. Thomas Massey's living his best life. He doesn't want Americans to be poisoned by their food. He doesn't want people being targeted by their government. He wants to save this country. And his approach to maybe getting there, his path to getting there, might be different than the one you agree with. But I'm all on board for going after pedophiles. And yes, I've been critical, of course. Why didn't he do this under the Biden years? But the president was the one who led the campaign efforts and promised the American people that he was going to do this. And so that's my little rant about Thomas Massey. I appreciate him dearly. I know he does an incredible job and his heart is in this. And he's helped out a lot of my friends and I'm very grateful for his efforts. All right, let's go back to the call list. Now I've given you my my female perspective on all of this. It's very emotional, obviously. Let's go to Bart in Georgia. Bart, welcome to the show.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to talk about Islamic terror sleeper cells and potential drone attacks. And then you came across and said four drones are missing from the military base. Interesting. You know, the war on terror and the war on drugs really go hand in hand because I fear a fentanyl-based attack using drones. We're not prepared. I mean, it's so cheap, the fentanyl. They could just wipe out tens of thousands in one shot. And one more thing, the reason incest is illegal in the United States is you get products like these two schmucks that threw the homemade bombs. Thank God they're so retarded they didn't put it together right. Thank you for taking my call. And one more thing, please go to the alexjonesstore.com/redneck with capital R and get the methylene blue because I'm down to one cup of coffee only now. Thanks.
Yes, Bart, you and I both. I don't want to gross anyone out, but my tongue is blue right now because I'm chugging myself some methylene blue in my little side cup over here. You guys probably see it. It's not a Jolly Rancher. No, it's methylene blue. Sorry to be gross. My dad's watching could be very disappointed. That wasn't very ladylike. Bart, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, nothing surprises me these days. Nothing surprises me these days. We're ready on all fronts. All right, let's go to Alex in Northern Virginia. Alex, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Brianna.
Good morning, Alex. Welcome back.
All right. So, 2 Esdras, chapter 6, verse 9. For Esau is the end of the world, and Jacob is the beginning of it that followeth. It symbolizes the prophetic transition where Esau represents the end of the current age or the world order, while Jacob represents the foundation of the new succeeding age. If you want to know who Esau is, you would have to know who Cain is. If you want to know who Cain is, you would have to know who the Hyksos, who the Gypsies, who the Pharaohs, and a bunch of other people were. And they're all the same people right now that everyone on InfoWars for a week and a half has turned into cousins of the Pelicans. I don't appreciate it. You guys over there are not looking at this the way you're supposed to look at it. Meanwhile, I have to watch Promethean action to get a better understanding of Lloyd's of London and why this was such a great thing for Trump to do because you guys aren't covering it. The insurance agency that Trump put together to make sure, that's permanent. That's for the United States. That's a win. We got control of the Hormuz. We got control of the Panama Canal. Nobody's talking about that. Why? Iran. You want to know what a definition of forever war is? I'm going to tell you right now. Forever war. A lasting state of armed conflict with no clear end goal. Specific victory conditions or anticipated conclusion. Iran has been a forever war. And every time I hear y'all talk about, we can't do war, we shouldn't do war, you thought the enemy was just going to say, here, take our stuff. You're right, we've been running long enough. Nah, it's your turn to run. Peacefully? Really? What do you do to a bully? You punch him in the fucking mouth.
All right, you're cursing now. We're going to hang up now because you got to watch your mouth. Alex, you are normally very respectful when you call in, but we are on radio, so we can't have that. Let's move on to Jefferson right now in Virginia. Jefferson, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Brianna. I'll keep it clean.
It's way too early. I mean, I haven't even had my caffeine yet. I can't handle all that.
I'm right down the street from Alex. I'm going to go pay him a visit. Teach him some
thank you. Yeah, whatever he's on, make sure you just swipe it off to the side. He doesn't need any more of that. What's on your mind, Jefferson?
It was 86 degrees here in Northern Virginia yesterday. Today, it's 36 degrees and snowing. That's Northern Virginia for you in March. But Kristi Noem has two more weeks left at Department of Homeland Security. Could she redeem herself in some way by going through the files and find out whether the Department of Homeland Security had any advanced knowledge of the Sandy Hook shooting before it happened? Wouldn't that be nice to have somebody go look at what Department of Homeland Security knew about the terror attack in Sandy Hook ahead of time?
Yeah, I mean, Jefferson, I don't know if she's going to do that because she's being transferred over to a different position. So I'm sure that's a hot, heated subject matter for her. But have you ever tried, because you could do this actually, too. You could try submitting FOIAs for that information to see what other internal information they may have had. I mean, I'm sure they're not going to be as transparent, but I mean, I do it all the time. Maybe if you want to, and this is just me throwing out an idea out there, you could go to the DHS website. I'm trying to think what agency you would specifically request it from, though. I'm drawing a little bit of a blank.
I wouldn't expect them to be as forthcoming in a FOIA request to a citizen as the department, or the head of the department could go through the ranks and say, look, I want you to look into this. If you don't follow my orders, people are going to suffer before I leave here. You know, she has a certain firing capability of the underlings while she's still on the way out. But, Pam Bondi just got moved to a military base here, probably Fort Myer or something, or Henderson Hall. She's not living in D.C. anymore while she's working at DOJ. On the few days she's in town, she's now on a military base living there. And Andrew Bailey, what's he doing? I keep asking, does anybody know? No. Has anybody seen Andrew Bailey in months? What is going on? Cash Patel, what's he doing about the sleeper cells? You know, if we know where the sleeper cells, the Iranian sleeper cells are, why aren't we rounding them up? Or are they doing it and we just aren't hearing about it? But it just seems like nothing is actually happening here in D.C. and Northern Virginia that's good. Everything gets started, but nothing ever gets resolved.
Yeah. Well, Jefferson, you're not alone on that. I keep asking those questions and I'm not really getting any answers in regards to it. But DHS, the last group of like anyone connected to the Iranian regime being deported, there was three individuals. That press release I was sent over comes to us from January of this year. So that was the last roundup that I've seen. Now I get the press releases. I get the emails that come out whenever there's a big catch or whenever they catch someone who is someone who has a questionable background. I get the emails. So that's the last one I got. And I've tried sifting through my emails to find more. I've asked these questions regarding these sleeper cells. I don't have anything for you. In regards to the Islamic threat, I think our FBI is very focused on the Chinese threat, which is kind of crazy to me. But when I do ask, I've always been pivoted to the CCP. And I get it. It is a threat. I feel like who's going to pop off first right now would probably be the jihadists that we've imported through the Biden regime and other means, too. I mean, there's like I talked about domestic as well. So there's that. Andrew Bailey, I know, Jefferson, I think the last time you and I spoke, I told you what my sources were telling me and that he was going to potentially be the individual who is going to take over as the AG. Again, no movement there. I was told he was under the impression that he'd move into the AG slot after 6 months, but that's not happening anytime soon. It looks like still to this day. So, yeah, I don't really know what Bailey's doing. And he came in a position that wasn't even a real position. You know, the co-deputy director, never heard of that before. So, Jefferson, yeah, I know. It's kind of frustrating. And I wish I had more answers for you because I feel like we do this every couple of months where you call in and I don't got nothing for you. I try to listen to sources. I know a lot of people who are still working in this administration are really trying, Jefferson, but there seems to be a lot of people holding things up. And that's the part that has me concerned. Yeah, Jefferson.
You did see that even though Cash Patel said the Epstein files did not prove there was any child trafficking going on, the Alexander brothers, three of them, just got convicted in the Epstein files of child trafficking. So is Cash going to call his press conference and explain how he got that wrong?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of things that they got wrong. There's a lot of good things that they got wrong. Like even my reporting, Jefferson, I mean, they called it false media reporting, but then they proved it right by a recent FOIA request. But yeah, no, the sex trafficking case, another one. This was the real estate brokers. And I even think, if I'm not mistaken, I feel like I saw them, that Jared Kushner brought them to an event under President Trump's first term, if I'm not mistaken. I feel like I've heard of them before, and it was after they appeared at an event. So yeah, I mean, it's all just sick, Jefferson. It really, really is. And it's upsetting that I can't like give you more positive information. And people just keep saying, you know, trust the process. We're doing things. We're making big moves. People internally who I know over at these agencies are quietly telling me that there's nothing major really happening. And so a lot of people are leaving. A lot of people, good people, people who you and I would greatly appreciate coming out and talking about it, but they're still working in the government, but they're on their way out. It's sad. It's because nobody wants to work in Washington, D.C. It's such a swamp, obviously. So when you sit there and you put away your private sector job for a couple of months and you jump into working for the government, you do it because you believe in your country. You want to serve your country. And unfortunately, they're stonewalling these people. Jefferson, thank you for calling. Everyone is calling. I appreciate it. Unfortunately, though, we are all out of time. You know, 3 hours isn't enough time to do a show, apparently. Apparently, we need more time. For everyone on the lines, thank you very much. We'll keep taking your calls, obviously. Hopefully tomorrow if we got some time, but also next week as well. So we look forward to having you guys call back in. Folks, if you haven't done so already, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. It's the mega sale right now, up to 40% off some of your favorite supplements. That includes NAD+, Ultimate Burn, Life Force, CMOS, MK Ultra, Methylene Blue, and so many other of your favorite supplements over at thealexjonesstore.com. We also have, and it's going to end tomorrow, so if you haven't done it already, do this as well. Add it to your cart. The America 250 shirts, those are on sale right now. $14.99. I actually don't even think I've seen a price that low when it comes to our shirts over at thealexjonesstore.com. So make sure you snag one of these. Again, it's a limited edition shirt and it ends tomorrow. So before we, you know, sell out of your favorite size that you need, you got to do this now. Thealexjonesstore.com. Also, iodine is launched over at thealexjonesstore.com. If you are a VIP member, we're very thankful for your support, of course, because you help us stay on air. 50% off VIPs. And for everyone else, even if you're not a VIP member, we'll give you a discount too. 25% off for everyone else for supporting the show. All right, folks. That does it for me on the American Journal. By the way, I'm going to be back. I'll be heading on over to the Alex Jones show in just a few moments, so don't go anywhere. We've got more to discuss in a bit.
So, CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now, new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up, go to the UN's own website, they admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this house where it put in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger. Pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultra methylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue. And I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue with this water. I'm going to drink this. And this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's T3. It's X2 back even better at thealexjonesstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger. Exclusively available through our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things. Libido, stamina, energy, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at theAlexShowStore.com, and I thank you for your support.